Hello, everyone. My name is John Mercuris, and I'm going to give you a brief explanation of how we designed our DSLs for the Nix browser. I'll explain to you some of our design goals, what we were thinking about matters, and hopefully you can get some tips and you can use these exact same techniques in your own applications to make them more powerful for your users. So, the first things first, what is the Nix browser and who am I? Well, the Nix browser is it's a list-based power browser. We often call it the hacker's browser. It's totally, completely customizable, and it can do anything you want. That's the premise of it. You can tweak it in any way. So the second question is, who am I? Well, my name is John. I'm a computer scientist. I'm a Nix browser developer, obviously. You can see my email here if you want to reach out. Some questions you have, anything, john@atlas.engineer. And you can also check out my website, http://john.mercuris.online. So, before we get into how you can use DSLs in your program to make them better for your users, the question is, well, what is a DSL? So, a DSL, according to Wikipedia, it's an interestingly recursive definition. They say, a domain-specific language is a computer language specialized to a particular application domain. That's kind of wonderful because it's self-referential. It doesn't really say anything. So why is that? Well, that's because actually a DSL is a really ambiguous thing. It's actually any small language that is tailored to a specific purpose. It's a language that is limited in scope. Doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. Maybe it has a small standard library. Maybe it only has three or four functions exposed. It's incredibly tiny. That's the key of a DSL, to be very tiny to solve a specific problem. DSLs are often employed by end users, or when I say users, I mean engineers, programmers, sometimes even actually non-technical users as well, though. Some people do try to